With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet Special Edition podcast for the knockout stages of Euro 2020. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, for special podcasts, is Gordo.
Hello!
How are you, Gordon?
I'm not bad. Having seen some of the results from the predictors you've been running on the Euros, I could be about four results better, but I'll take two from there through.
Yeah, you'll take it. Same as me. We've done all right. If any listeners were listening to the overall Euro 20 podcast that we did last week at the beginning of the tournament, you'll know we were all very much in favour of Italy winning the entire competition, Italy winning their group with a maximum of 9 points, and Italy winning their group without conceding a single goal, all of which happened. Well, they've not won
well,
the tournament
no, they've
yet,
not won
all, the group, all the group games. All the group games happened. And I am already in a very healthy position in my sports books as a result of Euro 20, regardless of what's happened next in the knockout round. Anything else from the group stages that you want to point out, you want to say you got right, you want to say you were... I don't think we were miles off on anything, really.
No, Turkey was my only disappointment. I really thought that they would get through at 1-2. They flattered to deceive in quite a lot of the tournament. Despite having a whole bunch of really interesting players, they couldn't cobble together a win in that group to do it. But I wasn't disappointed watching them, to be honest. They were fairly decent to watch throughout the thing. But they were the only team that I thought, you know, was decent money for going through, that they were a wee bit overpriced. But I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, I had them going out. I think I didn't. I wasn't a fan of Turkey. The same way that I didn't like your Egypt pick in the last World Cup. I don't know. I just think, see the teams that do it every year and just know how to get in the knockouts. They just manage to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's the Netherlands. Not a lot of people tipping them up that well. That's them through again comfortably. Guys like that just always seem to be able to pull it off when it really matters. Unfortunately, I was very right about Scotland, which was a shame. But I think the words I used were, I can't see a world where we don't beat the Czech Republic and still go through.
Yeah.
And the writing was on the wall, and I was very critical of that performance.
After that first game, it was disappointing. But the other two games, the England game, very much enjoyed watching. You know, it was decent and it was a good contest throughout. And then the Croatia game, you're right, writing was on the wall game one. We shouldn't be having to beat the World Cup finalists to get through if you've got an option of beating a country that are roughly the same as you. To start off
twice in the last year. Yeah, the Croatia game was fine. I mean, we were not worse than I would have expected us to be. Like,
nope, we got a goal
up against a good team. We got a goal and we did well. We were definitely well below the level I expected on day one. So it's a shame we put ourselves in that position. Denmark got through after, obviously, the whole Christian Eriksen situation. Yeah. They won a game abandoned, game then put on for the same evening. Shock loss to Finland. So the rubber of the green after that went their way. Being able
quite
to
fairly though, to get you know, through. You'd be,
yeah, but they got through in second place with 3 points, which is lucky. But they'll have a good chance as well. I think I had them get into a semi final before the tournament started, and I still like the look of that, and I know you hate that, but you know Turkey.
I do. I just don't. I mean, in their matchup they've got coming up, and we discussed this yesterday. So I mean, this just shows. I know John's not here for this podcast, because he had his vaccine today, and he's just tired and a bit sore, which is fine. After your vaccine, You felt a bit shit, but you got on with it. After mine, right. I played a golf tie and won.
It's not like,
if you were, there's a hierarchy of who can take Jags better. John's definitely, I'd put Gary above that, our editor as well, even though he's not going to be editing this. He's probably in third. We had a conversation yesterday about this, and I am so happy. I mean, I lost our side bet for Croatia, England, and Scotland in there, where I had Croatia popping the group, and for one goal. You know, they weren't far off. The Czech Republic had pressed after day one
when England had beaten Croatia. I was like, well, that's that side bet money in the bag for me against Gordon. So the bet was, for those that didn't listen to the first one, Gordon and I like to pull side bets out now and again and go head-to-head. So it was who finished higher in the group, England or Croatia. And after day one, I'd pretty much already decided that.
Ka-ching. Yeah. But I fancy one of the... I mean, we'll go on to talk about all the ties in depth, but I do fancy Wales to get through against Denmark. We'll discuss this when we get to that thingy, but just to let the listeners know that obviously we have another side bet for this, because what is life without side bets?
Exactly.
Dull. So I think probably the best thing to do for us, Andy, is I'll pop up on my screen just now the entire bracket, and I guess we just talk it through and we work out who we've got going to the final. So
we did this for the 2020 Major League Baseball playoffs, and we did very, very well. So let's use the same mythology, and hopefully we'll do very, very well again. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, Google, Amazon Music, you know, in the normal podcast route, we will say everything we're doing out loud as well.
Yeah.
But it's also available on our Patreon channel as a video podcast.
Yeah.
And that's why Gordon's sharing the screen. Would you like to do game by game going from top to bottom, or would you like to do game by game based on chronological order of when the ties will be played?
I would go with game by game for chronological order. So, well, no, actually, top to bottom is easier. Okay. Top to bottom is easier because if we start with Belgium, Portugal. Is Belgium, Portugal, Italy, Austria in chronological order already? Are they the first two games? Yeah, or is it not? Sorry, is it?
No, the first game is Wales, Denmark.
All right, okay. Well, we will get to that. I will talk about Belgium, Portugal first because I've seen it now and I've got some things to bring up. So for all the people who are not watching this and are listening, round of 16 tie, Belgium, Portugal plays the winner of Italy, Austria. So Belgium, Portugal, Andy, what you got? What's your thoughts on it?
You got a coin to hand.
Really? You think it's a coin toss?
Yeah, I do.
I would say it's Belgium.
And I do. I would probably err on the side of Belgium. And if you say Belgium, I'm happy to go with that as our collective decision. But it would not surprise me if Portugal won this game.
No, it wouldn't.
Good against France.
But Belgium...
Germany gave them a bit of a doing.
I don't think that Portugal have the, you know, Portugal have got some results in this when they've needed to, right? They had to pull one out against Hungary. Hungary had the ball on the net. They were up 1-0 within 83 minutes or something, wasn't it? You know, the Hungarians...
Yeah, France struggled against Hungary and Germany struggled against Hungary.
Like, yeah.
Top teams, all three of them, all really struggled against Hungary. Don't know how much you can read into that. Don't know how much you can read into Belgium topping their group of Denmark, Finland, and Russia.
No.
It's a weird tournament for Denmark, who aren't a top... They've not, while I like them and they're good, they're not an elite team.
No.
And Finland and Russia are garbage.
Yeah.
So they've had a really easy run of it. Portugal have had a hard run of it.
Yeah.
Against a Hungary team that were well fired up, and then France and Germany. So it's difficult to compare the form going into this from the group stages. That's why I would consider it what's up. Do you put anything into the fact that Portugal have already played hard games and therefore might be more up for this as opposed to Belgium, who have sort of coasted their way through so far and not had a test?
I think you're right in that it's a much closer game than some of the other matchups we're going to talk about. But I think with Belgium, it's an odd matchup, and it's two teams with really shite defences in my book. Like, I don't rate either team's defences in here. I think that, you know, if you look at Belgium's back line, it's you know, there's no one in there. You're like, it's not like you look at the Italian back line, you go, you know, when are they conceding a goal? And it's the same with Portugal. You know, they've got Pepe playing in there. And that's a guy who's going to get torn apart by Lukaku. Like, he is going to...
We saw that with the Germany game where they conceded four goals. Of their own making. Two were own goals.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it from Belgium yet because, again, they haven't played anyone of note. They've only conceded one goal all tournament.
Yeah.
Right, but that's because that defence hasn't been tested.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy to go with Belgium here as long as they don't give away any penalties.
Yeah, okay. So Belgium +1 penalty.
don't give Ronaldo a goal.
No.
And you'll be fine. I'm going to stick with my original. This is a coin toss for me.
Yeah. But I would have Belgium about 60% in this. So it's more than that for me. I think that they're a bit ahead of Portugal in my book. But the next game, do we want to even talk about Italy-Austria, or are we just going to press the Italy button?
Just press the Italy button. 2-0, 3-0. Something along that. I'd be surprised if they conceded a goal again, like with the group stages. Let's just, you know, we should probably talk about the odds of these things as well. Yeah. So in the Belgium-Portugal game, Belgium are 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
Best priced, in Portugal are 21-17 best priced. That's just to go through. That's a straight money line. So that's Belgium just a couple of points under evens.
Mm-hmm.
Portugal a couple of points above. So they I think the bookies have it pretty much exactly how you said.
Yeah.
60-40. In Italy, Austria, 1-4 Italy.
Yeah, of course.
So I just can't. Can you see Italy not going through? Because they're so solid defensively, but they're also scoring goals.
They are predatory up top. Like, see some of
they're
the guys
really
they've got
good.
Playing. They've got playing for them. Like, that Locatelli just looks, apart from being incredibly handsome, and that's you know, they're in an entire team of guys who you just think, you know, imagine them on a night out. Dangerous. But, you know, the Italians just look confident, and they don't have that traditional Italian format of we'll go 1-0 up from a corner and then hold in. They're hungry. They're not hungry. They are, you know, they are hungry on their own. But they're up for it. And I think Italy going through 2-0, maybe even 3-0 is a good bet. See if you can get on the brackets bet, which is just Italy to win 2-0. I would take that.
Yeah, I would take that as well. Winning 90 minutes, not conceding a goal.
Yeah.
They obviously have the benefit of winning their first two games handsomely and putting out a weakened side in game three, which they still won 10-0. But those guys will now be rested. They didn't play basically everyone.
They didn't.
They just rested them.
Rari, irritatingly, Immobile didn't play for our top goal scorer. He really needed a couple. But let's just see Immobile get a hat-trick against Austria back on the thing
possible.
And then Italy. But I mean, so I'll roll down now because France, Switzerland, the battle of countries with very good ski resorts. I suppose Italy, Austria is probably the also... falls into that bracket. Certainly not Croatia, Spain, though. But France, Switzerland. Now, I think this is another one where we put the French through.
Just put them through.
Yeah, I don't see Switzerland putting up any opposition.
Nope, not been that impressed at all, really, with Switzerland. Certainly nothing to scare France. That's good for me.
And then you've got Croatia, Spain. Now, you're going to put Spain. I think you'll put Spain through quite easily here.
Not easily.
I think this is a game that might go to extra time, but I think Spain will go through. I think Spain to qualify is a much better bet than Spain to win in 90 because I've seen how Croatia can play when they're up for it.
So interestingly, sports books, Spain to qualify is 1-3. I don't like that bet at all.
No.
I think they'll qualify, but I would have this game a lot closer to being a 50-50, probably a 60-40 in favour of Spain.
Yeah.
But not... Not one.
I mean, they got it going against Slovakia, but see, Spain had knocked five past us. I wouldn't have been too surprised. Like, you know, when it comes to Scotland and you know, Croatia will put up a tough fight in there. They've got a full team of guys who know how to, they just understand structure when it comes to playing international football. And Spain don't have an out and out goal scorer up there. Mm-hmm. they don't have the guys that they had in previous years. You think you don't have, it's probably the same critique I can give Germany, is that, see, when you take Miroslav Klose, yep, when you take guys like Torres for Spain, you know, guys who just would get, right, either playing at the World Cup, they're going to get three goals. Three goals can win you a tournament.
Oh, aye. Like, absolutely.
You know, England are through with two. Both of them.
Yeah.
You know, so Croatia, Spain will put Spain through, but I don't think it's a bump. I don't think it's an easy ride for them.
I've got a feeling that in about 10 minutes when we discuss the quarterfinals, the team here is going out anyway. So
Yeah. I wouldn't. So Sweden, Ukraine.
Interestingly, Sweden topped Spain's group.
Yeah,
like, let's not forget that. They got two wins and a draw. Spain got one win and two draws.
And they do have the opposite of what what we've talked about there with Alexander Isak up top.
Yeah.
A guy who is a talented young goal scorer who's up for it.
And Ukraine went through with just a solitary victory against North Macedonia.
Yeah. That just shows you how it's done.
That 3 points was enough to get them through as a third placer. So they lost to the Netherlands. They lost to Austria. Would it surprise me if they beat Sweden? Not really, although Sweden were pretty good against Poland. They went 2-0 up, and then obviously the Poles really came back in that final group game. That was a great game to watch. That might be one of my favourite games of the tournament so far. But Sweden did look good, and they did look clinical when they got their chances. I would probably put Sweden through here.
It's Sweden again for me in here, because I was really impressed with how Sweden played in that the games, and they've got quite a lot of Bundesliga talent in their team, which I like. You know, that makes a big difference. So Sweden through for me. Don't think it merits much more discussion than that. Now, England, Germany. Can I start on England, Germany?
Yes.
I think England go through here. And I think England go... Oh, do you not?
No.
I think England go through here because I've seen how poor Germany were in that previous game. I could not believe the lack of clinical finishing that they had against Hungary and the lack of want. They could have had a tie against... Who would they have had to play against if they'd actually bothered to show up?
Switzerland.
Yeah. Which is, you know, you're almost getting a bye at that point. I mean, we gave the French a bye there, and you couldn't be bothered to do that. I think England might go through here.
So I'll play devil's advocate with that, and I will just use your exact same logic and change the team names and go, I don't see England winning this game. Did you see how poor they were when they drew 0-0 with Scotland?
Yeah.
Right. So there's the exact same argument. Mm-hmm. But did you see how good Germany were when they thumped Portugal? England haven't had a game like that.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I don't think England have had to shift out of second gear yet.
I agree. I agree with that. I could see England going through 1-0. I could also see Germany going through like 3 or 4-0.
I mean, I'm happy to put Germany through. Like, I'm always up for...
Think about what this does. About what this does for the term. The winner of this tie plays Sweden. And I'm guessing we think both would beat Sweden.
Yeah.
So I would say essentially, the winner of this tie is making the semi-finals.
Where they have to play against either Netherlands, the Czech Republic, Wales or Denmark. So they've kind of got a bye to the final.
Not a bad... Well, they've got a very good chance.
Look at the other side of that draw.
Horrible. The top half is horrible. The bottom half is a lot easier.
Bottom half's a Nation League B.
So England are favourites. Mostly. For this, but obviously that's because UK bookies. UK bookies. We're a betting podcast. If you're betting on this game in the qualifying market, 11-10 for Germany, in my opinion, is a lot better than 7-8 for England.
Oh no, it's again not one of the games where I'd be like, this is where you put your money here. Like, it's not, if you're looking for your money, I think probably Sweden are a better price than Ukraine, I'd imagine. And I've got more confidence in Sweden going through ahead of any of those these two teams.
So Sweden are 8-11 and the Ukraine are 13-10.
And I'd much prefer to take Sweden than either England or Germany in this. So we'll put Germany through because I got a 60-40 earlier on. And
we put Belgium through instead of Portugal. Yeah. So let's put the Germans through instead of England.
The Netherlands versus the Czech Republic.
So I was at Hampden. I saw the Czech Republic Croatia game, and it was a decent enough game. The Czechs got a very strange penalty that no one was claiming for.
Yeah,
not even
that's an odd one. Yeah.
It was bizarre. We've obviously watched all their group games. I've watched pretty much every game, but we've watched their group games because the fact they were in Scotland's group, perhaps paying slightly more attention than other games. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're that good at all.
I don't think they're that good. I also don't think the Netherlands are that good.
True.
I don't think that either
standards. The standard of both teams, I'm starting with the Netherlands a lot higher, and then I'm saying they're both not as good as they should be. The Netherlands are still higher.
Yeah, the Netherlands, I mean, I'm happy to put the Netherlands through here, you know, and I think that's I don't think that's too much of a stretch. You know, the Netherlands will be 1-2 or something to qualify from this, I'd imagine.
Not the hardest group, right? Netherlands, Austria, Ukraine and North Macedonia, but they went through with 9 points.
Yeah.
So they won all three games, 8 goals for, 2 goals against. Netherlands were good. England, Croatia, then Czech Republic and Scotland. So the Czechs got through in that third place spot in that group. Okay, harder group. But I think just everything points to the Netherlands just being a wee bit classier and a wee bit better here.
You'd see the Netherlands winning this like 3-1 and it being one each up until about the 80th minute and the Netherlands getting that Denzel Dumfries getting too late tap-in goals because he seems to be right up there. And he's a full... Denzel Dumfries reminds me so much of Alan Hutton when he was younger, right? Ha. Just like someone who clearly wanted to be an attacking midfielder but was told to play right back. So Netherlands...
I like the Netherlands. Just thinking about it. Remember that 3-2 game? That was another excellent game against the Ukraine. They should have won that more comfortably than that. And then I think it was Austria they beat 2-0. I think they'll have enough. Austria, Czech Republic, I'd probably put them around the same standard.
Yeah.
So, I think the Netherlands are good enough to go through. This is where we're going to... This is going to be the big disagreement of the entire tie now. The final game, Wales-Denmark. I think Denmark win this, and I think they win it 2-1.
I think Wales win this game to 0.
Nah.
Now I'll be taking that. So, I'm happy. So, what's the lower odds to go through? Who's lower odds?
Let me just find out. To qualify?
Yeah, to qualify.
Wales, 23-10. Denmark, 3-7.
Wow. Just put the Danes through then. I'll stick a big single on Wales to go through anyway.
You'll get over 2-1 just for them to qualify.
And that's fine.
I thought this would be closer.
I thought this was going to be about even. I just really like Denmark for me. Yusuf Poulsen, great player up top, but losing Eriksen,
it was big. But they've bounced back. You know, they've maybe had a wee bit of time to sort of consolidate. I mean, they scalped Russia 4-1, and I know in the early podcast, I made quite a big deal of how bad I think Russia are.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're the only reason that they did so well in the previous World Cup they hosted was because of their fans.
Yeah.
And it's the same team that's older and just slower and they're not great. Wales, I mean, they've put in a couple of spirited performances now.
Yeah.
You've kind of got to give it up to them. You know, it was a decent display when they lost to Italy. But it was a good 2-0 win against Turkey. I just think Denmark, for me, I think Denmark should go through this game.
And I'll give my counterpoint in that the Welsh have a really good nucleus around Bale and Ramsey. There's a lot of guys that will cause teams problems. Kiefer Moore is the kind of guy that I wish Scotland had, right? Just somebody who's just consistently, give me a chance and I'll score it. Like it's not, and it's the same with, you know, they've got a couple of that wee Man United boy up top. I can't remember his name now. It's not, I was going to say Greenwood. I don't think it's Greenwood. It's Mason Greenwood. Whoever the Welsh boy that they've got up top, it's just lightning. And I see the Welsh going through here, and I don't think the Danes are as good as you think they are. However, in the interest of this, I'm happy to put Denmark through because they are lower odds.
Yeah, okay.
Because I wouldn't like to fuck this entire bracket because
you've decided, you know, that
that Wales are better than they are. And it's not, I don't like Denmark. I like, you know, the Danes. But yeah. So let's put Denmark through, roll to the top, and give me your opinion on Belgium, Italy. This is where the Italians concede their first goal this game.
See, now, if we'd done this differently and it was Italy, Portugal, I would be confident to put Italy through winning to nil again.
Yeah.
And they would have enough to nullify Portugal, who rely so heavily on Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That you just build your plan around stopping him.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the defence is so good anyway that everything else pretty much is taken care of.
Yeah.
Belgium present different problems and I think are a harder game for Italy.
Much harder, considering Lukaku knows how to deal with Italian defenders because he's done it all season and was the top goal scorer in their league.
Yeah.
So
This is
50-50. This is...
Because we have Italy winning the whole thing, this is something I would really... This match is something I would love to avoid. Like, do you know what I mean? I would love it if this match just didn't happen. Because like you say, I think this is very much a 50-50. However...
I would put the Italians through.
Let's put the Italians through purely because...
We both think they're going to win it.
That's what we said previously. Yeah. And the 50-50... We'll go with our initial suggestion.
So France-Spain. Now, France-Spain for me is a much easier matchup. The French are streets ahead of the Spanish in my book when it comes to their performance in this tournament. I know what happened in one of their games. I understand that. But, you know, Spain to me look like they are missing that target man. They're missing someone. Morata to me isn't...
Oh, he's been garbage.
Isn't someone I'd build my team around.
Did he missed a...
It's the penalty.
It was the rebound of the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
He missed. And I think game week two, that was shockingly bad. And then the next week, they got a penalty and he decided to take it and missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not clinical enough. I was gonna make an argument that this game will be closer than you were pointing out, but see, after even just thinking about Morata, France.
Yeah. The French have three teams that could win the World Cup in my book.
I was having this conversation the other day, because obviously, you know, you see all the arguments on Facebook, on Twitter about Messi and Ronaldo. And who do you think is the best player in the world right now?
Right now?
Not historically. Don't base it on Hall of Fame or career or anything. Who is the best player in the world right now? If you could have one pick, right, imagine you're doing a draft for the like, you know, against like 10 other guys and you've got all the world players, who do you pick first? You've got first pick.
Kevin De Bruyne, probably.
Do you? See, I'd pick Mbappe.
I like Mbappe. I do a lot, but
he's a complete game changer. The pace he has, no one else has that at that level. Like, he's just a weapon that they've got that other teams just don't have.
Yeah.
France through.
France through. I've rolled the draw down already. That's how confident I am with France through. And we'll get to Italy, France soon. But Sweden, Germany. Now, it's Germany going through. It's closer than I think it'll be, probably.
Yeah, me too.
I think whoever gets through out of Sweden, Ukraine will give the, they both propose. I think Sweden go through, obviously, but they both propose difficult games for the Germans because from what I've seen in that Germany-Hungary game, you dig in against them and when the going gets tough, they don't have that guy up top. They don't have somebody that's going to nod the ball into them. They're trying to construct a goal very much like the Spanish were when Barcelona were the best team. You know, it was intricate passing and things like that. They're difficult to break down with two banks of four in front of you, which is what's going to happen with whoever they play.
And the Swedes are reasonably well organized. And like we said last time, they get a chance. I think there's a good chance they take it.
Yeah.
I don't think this is an easy game for Germany at all.
No. I still see them going through.
And I also think Germany aren't at the level of the teams in the top half of the bracket.
No.
You know, we're talking about how difficult the top games are, the Italians, the Portuguese, the They would all be favourites against Germany for me just now. But by luck of the draw, Germany have what I think them against Sweden, but probably go through.
Germany's through, fine.
Yeah.
Netherlands, Denmark. Now
I think the Danes can win that, but for the sake of this predictor, and we've already had the Danes going through against the Welsh when you disagreed. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to put Holland through here.
No, I see Denmark going through if it's this game.
Really? Okay.
I also see Wales going through if it's this game, because having seen how the Netherlands performed against Scotland in their previous game, conceding two to us, and then we scored one goal at the entire tournament.
Yeah, conceding two to Ukraine in the opening group game as well.
Yeah, so that when they had the game sealed.
That wasn't a nothing game at the end when you're already through. That's, we want to start with a win, and we're in a good position to get it. And oh shit, we've conceded two goals. Oops.
Yeah. So I would put whoever plays the Netherlands through here.
Okay.
I don't have the same confidence in the Netherlands at this stage.
No.
And I think it's quite an easy discussion anyway, because I think at the next stage, that's when teams start to get clinical. So Italy, France.
Wow.
I have this as the final in my predictor. Yeah. And I had the Italians winning it 1-0.
So did I. This is going to be some game.
Oh, incredible.
Because we've done that, and because we both had this as the final, it being a semi-final makes it different for me.
Yeah.
If this is the final, I would side with the Italians, because it's not the final for some reason in my head.
Different.
Yeah, it's different, and I give France more of a chance in it. It's got to be close. Like we're at the ends of the tournament with very, very good teams.
Yeah.
Could go either way, considering we've backed Italy from the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's Italy through. A close game, though. Might even go to penalties. Oh God, penalties, that would be sensational.
Yep.
And then Germany, Denmark.
The Germans go through there.
Yeah.
And I think they have very luckily made the final in our world.
Yeah.
Through strength of schedule more than anything else.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd love? The Swedes to beat the Germans there, and it's Sweden-Denmark semi-final. What a, that would be phenomenal. Because I wonder if that's the... Yeah, that might be. Anyway, Italy-Germany. That's an Italian win to nil.
Yep. I agree. Just the way that the ties have worked out in the top half and the bottom half of the bracket, you've got to fancy the winners coming from that top half.
Definitely. And the Italians winning this is what we've predicted from the start. And nothing I've seen so far has made me want to change my opinion on it at all.
Absolutely not. I mean, they're the second highest goal scorers in the whole thing. You know, goals for with seven. Only the Netherlands have scored more. They've scored eight. But obviously, Italy haven't conceded. They haven't even looked like conceding, really.
The only critique I'd give of the Italians, and there's one, is that they're not playing Ciro Immobile enough for my bets.
they will be now.
Yeah.
That was a game they could afford to rest them, and I think that was quite clever.
Yeah.
They've kept their powder dry. They didn't take a chance with any injuries in a group game at the end. It didn't really matter so much for them, certainly not in terms of qualification. I think that was a clever thing to do. And they'll be fired up and they'll be ready. So there you go. Italy versus Germany is the final for us.
Yeah.
With an Italian win.
And it might be good for future German teams if they don't get to the final. They might have to do a better rebuild in my book. But you think getting to the final is one of those things where they're like, well, we got to the final this year. But you got to the final because you had to play Sweden, England, you know,
Denmark.
And Denmark, you know, that is a Nations League B round that you had to play. I'm comfortable with this, and I'm dead happy that the Italians, in my book, still get the win.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about the Germans there that you're talking about, they're obviously going to be going through a rebuilding process anyway.
Yeah.
Yogi Löw, this is his last tournament, regardless of what happens. So they're already gearing up for that.
15 years he's been the manager.
Yeah, a really long time.
Incredible.
Incredibly successful on the most part. He's done a tremendous job. So these games start. Wales, Denmark is the very first one. Saturday at the 5 p.m. slot UK time. Mm-hmm. And then there's two games Saturday, two games Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then you get a break until the quarterfinals. Yeah. Rolling right to the final on July 11th. So plenty of stuff. Follow our podcast on Facebook. We'll be talking about the games, putting tips in there.
Lots of things in there. You know, there's a good group of folk in there who are ribbing each other for their predictor promises. There's a good group in there for, you know, I think it was George Jones posted when Belgium went down 1-0 that they were about 6-1 to come back and win that game. Brilliant pick in there. And some other really good shouts in there. Ben Grant was rather unfortunate that he backed two guys to get carded. Was it Ben who was backing?
I don't know.
It may have been Jamie Hutchison. Someone had posted in the group about backing guys to get carded. Both of them gave away penalties, but both didn't receive yellow cards.
That was Jamie.
Attributing that to Ben. That was Jamie in there. But, you know, lots of good tips in there. And, you know, come and join the Facebook group. You can get us at Trample Bet on Facebook. Just search us. We'll let you in. You've just got to answer one question, which is, how did you hear about the podcast? If you don't put anything, it's fine. It's not a problem.
Better, join us on Patreon. Yeah. So download the Patreon app, Patreon, search for Trample Bet, and you can join the Trample Bet Club, which is £5.50 a month. That helps us out with our hosting costs, our website costs, producing this podcast. And that's a place where you get additional benefits for being a member of the club. You get podcasts in video format, you get them released early. Our normal Trample Bet weekly podcast, you get a cheat sheet with all the picks written down, so you don't have to listen with a pen and paper, or perhaps not even listen at all.
You can just look at it.
If you've got everything in written format. Access to us as well on Patreon through Discord. You can just chat to anyone in this team here as well. So thank you so much to our Patreons already. We really appreciate you guys helping us out, and we'd love for some more of you to get involved with that.
Yeah, get involved. Join us on the Italian trip to the final. And we'll see you there. But brilliant, Andy. Well, thanks very much for that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, G-Man. So enjoy the rest of the tournament, and we will speak to everyone soon. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by John Walker and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.